Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 312. Now we're going to start off with this from the Wood Creek Hollow haunted attraction in Rome, New York, announcing our creepy Christmas in July. Friday and Saturday, July 25th and 26th, experience the haunting joy of Christmas in July this summer as our psychopath transforms into a creepy Christmas wonderland. Bring your family and friends to venture through our courtyard where you'll find food trucks, souvenir photos, local vendors, oracle readings, and more. Plus, the first 100 guests will receive a souvenir to commemorate the event. Have your photo taken with Kris Kringle before he must return to the North Pole. Pick up a piece of our hauntingly beautiful wood-burned Krampus ornaments from a local artisan or one from the Hornament Collection, plus many other souvenirs at our Raven's Roost gift shop. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Wood Creek Hollow. We have this from the Evidence of Evil haunted attraction in Middlefield, Connecticut. Now that we're officially more than halfway to Halloween, we're excited to announce that hiring season is open. We're looking for scare actors, makeup artists, and more. Be a part of the terror that brings the terror to life each weekend. No experience necessary. Email talent@evidenceofevil.net for more information, or visit evidenceofevil.net to sign up. We have this from the Fear Haunted House in Lumberton, North Carolina. Welcome, Fear fans. Get ready to unleash your inner thrill seeker, because the moment you've all been waiting for is almost here. We are beyond excited to announce the grand reopening of the Fear Haunted House. But that's not all. The scares continue every weekend throughout October. From haunted hallways to terrifying encounters, we've crafted an experience that will leave you breathless and begging for more. Bring your friends, if you dare, and prepare for an unforgettable adventure filled with chills, screams, and excitement at every turn. Mark your calendars, assemble your bravest friends, and get ready for a season of fun and fear. We can't wait to see you all there. Let the countdown to fear begin. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/fear.haunted.house.2025. We have a little hiring news from the Sweet Dreams Scarehouse in Easley, South Carolina. Now hiring for our Halloween season. We're hiring actors, parking attendants, and more to join our award-winning haunted attraction. At Sweet Dreams Scarehouse, you get paid, become a part of an out-of-this-world experience in the backwoods of Easley, South Carolina, and become part of a family that always strives to improve, grow, and motivate each other to uphold our status as the most interactive and highest-rated haunt in South Carolina. Any experience level is acceptable. You must be at least 16 with parents' permission, have reliable transportation, and be available every Friday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. from mid-September until early November. Willing to learn, working together, and have a passion to scare. Apply today at sweetdreamsscarehouse.com. We have an update from Monsterama coming to Atlanta. We have a guest announcement. We are honored to welcome Ann Serling to Monsterama and Serlingbration 100. and is the author of As I Knew Him, My Dad, Rod Serling, and will be with us all weekend speaking, signing, and celebrating the legacy of her father. Anne's firsthand remembrances are sure to make our celebration of Rod Serling's centennial a truly unforgettable experience. Join us for Monsterama 2025 and Serlingbration 100 in Atlanta, August 8th through the 10th at the Marriott Atlanta Northeast Emory Hotel. Tickets and rooms are on sale now at MonsteramaCon.com. We have a little news from the 10th annual Haunted Garage Sale and Hearst Cruise Inn coming to Avon, Ohio. Join us on Saturday, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a family-friendly Halloween extravaganza where creepy meets cool. Browse eerie treasures from over 120 unique vendors, marvel at a chilling collection of hearses, and sink your fangs into delicious bites from food trucks. With a special performance by the band Eerie Invaders and a celebrity guest adding a touch of frightful fun, this outdoor flea market and hearse event is the perfect way to celebrate the Halloween season. Located at the Lake Erie Crushers All-Pro Stadium, don't miss the thrills, chills, and deals, and get ready for a spooktacular time. Note, there is a $5 parking fee for the event. Get more information at the Cleveland Haunt Club Facebook page. We have this from the Scarefest Scream Park in New Haven, Michigan. Love Halloween and the idea of working in a haunt, but aren't sure you want to be one of our monsters? We have tons of non-costume positions available on our operations team. Get more information and apply online at scarefestscreenpark.com/jobs. We have this from the Madness Haunted House in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Madness Haunted House is officially hiring new and experienced actors. Are you ready to unleash your inner monster and become part of the most terrifying team in Iowa? This isn't just a haunt, it's a full-blown nightmare, and we're looking for passionate, high-energy souls who live for the screams, the scares, and the spotlight. Whether you've prowled in the dark before or you're dying to make your debut, now is the chance to join the madness and help us deliver pure chaos to thousands of thrill seekers. Step behind the scenes of one of Iowa's most intense haunted attractions and see why we're known for having the most dedicated and deranged team in the business. Apply now and prepare to raise some hell. Get more information at fearthemad.com. We have a little sad news from the Screams Halloween theme park in Waxahachie, Texas. The time has come for our festivities to end. After 28 frightful years, Screams Halloween theme park has reached its conclusion. Thank you to all the amazing fright actors, vendors, and passionate fans that have enjoyed screams, thrills, chills, and Halloween fun. But have no fear, there is a new and exciting event coming to the Scarborough site in October that we think you will love. More details coming soon. Keep up with any updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/screamspark. And as a follow-up, we have this from Creekside Manor Haunted Attraction in Midlothian, Texas. With mixed emotions, we've heard that Screams has closed their doors this year. We want to take this time to invite anyone who called them their home haunt to contact us to be considered for positions at Creekside this year. We know that to many, a haunt is a place where it's more than just a job, and that's what we're looking for. We never thought we'd say this, but it kind of makes us sad that yet another haunt is gone. Here's to a strong year at Creekside Manor. Drop them a line at their Facebook page, facebook.com/CreeksideManorMidlow, to find out more. We have this update from the Colorado Festival of Horrors in Denver, Colorado. Oh my God! Colorado Festival of Horror is excited to announce the first Colorado convention experience of actor Darren Ewing. Coming straight to us from Nilbog, he's Arnold from the cult classic 1990s horror film Troll 2. Join us at the Colorado Festival of Horror Monsters September 12th through the 14th for an unforgettable weekend where fans will have the chance to meet Darren, get autographs, and photos throughout the weekend. More information can be found at facebook.com/COFOHorror. We have this from the Andelin family farm in Spanish Springs, Nevada. That's just outside Reno, and I hope I pronounced that right. We scare because we care. Apply today to be a scare actor in the Corn Creepers Maze for the upcoming Fall Festival. No experience necessary. You must be 16 years old or older to apply to work at the farm. We're also hiring zombie actors, bus drivers, and bus attendants for our zombie paintball attraction. Apply now at AndelinFamilyFarm.com. We have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Presentation announcement: get a behind-the-scenes look at Halloween Horror Nights when creative director and executive producer John Murdy at Universal Studios Hollywood and Michael Aiello, senior director of the Entertainment and Creative Development at Universal Orlando Resort, return to Midsummer Scream on Sunday, August 17th. Learn about the creative process that brings your darkest nightmares to life. Midsummer Scream, the world's largest Halloween and horror conventions at the Long Beach Convention Center, August 15th through the 17th. Passes are on sale today at MidsummerScream.com. And finally, we have this from Son of Monsterpalooza coming to Burbank, California. The legendary Tim Curry will be attending Son of Monsterpalooza this October at the Marriott Burbank Convention Center. He is attending Saturday, October 11th and Sunday, October 12th only. And note, when attending conventions, Mr. Curry only participates in pro photo ops to meet fans. Pro photo ops are now on sale via Celeb Photo Ops. Son of Monsterpalooza tickets are required to participate in the photo op. Son of Monsterpalooza tickets are sold separately and must be bought first. Mr. Curry's management will have pre-signed autographs available to purchase. And also note, Mr. Curry does not sign autographs in person. Fans may bring their own items to be signed for a fee. Personal items will be collected by Mr. Curry's management and returned via mail. Get more information and tickets at monsterpalooza.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is the time of year you always start seeing on the social medias, I'm interested in starting a haunted attraction. What do I do? And, you know, lots of people always like to give their opinions. A lot of haunt owners go out there and, you know, say, don't do it, or first you need a great location, first you need a building, and it can be a tough process, especially those who think this is just going to be a quick, easy moneymaker. Ha ha, we all know better than that. And if you've been following the show for, say, the last 2 years or so, you've probably followed or heard some of the story of the old crone and her search for a new location for her award-winning haunt, Banshee Manor. It was in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Now it has risen from the proverbial ashes, so to speak. She just announced this past week that Banshee Manor will be returning for the 2025 season in a new location, because for the past 2 years she has been looking for a place. And we thought, you know, for those who are looking at for a new location, maybe your lease is up, or maybe you've lost your building, or maybe, you know, you're wanting to make that leap from home haunter to pro haunter or so. This could be a very interesting conversation. And it's very rare that we talk to a member of the show for Big Scary News, but this is a great time to do so. So we do have Jonna Summers, a.k.a. the old crone, with us. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm tired because, you know, whenever you're a business owner and you're still doing a day job to pay the bills, you're typically working 12, 13 hour days, 7 days a week. And I'm old for this crap, but you know, I'm doing it because it's my dream, you know? So it doesn't seem like work.
No, it's the hardest job you'll ever love, possibly.
Exactly.
But yeah, that should be a slogan for something. But you know, if you're in our demographic, you know. If you know, you know. Anyway. Jonna, you know, you won an award at Transworld a couple of years ago. You were, you know, living the high life, so to speak. You had issues at the old location that you were at in
Fayetteville,
Arkansas. Yeah. And you wound up leaving it. And let's just talk about that, because, you know, we're here to celebrate the fact that Banshee Manor is coming back. But you were very, very busy, a long and arduous process, and I can't say that you sounded a whole lot of frustrated stuff when we would have our pre-talks before the round tables, and you'd give us the latest update on what's happening in your search for a new location. Walk us through the process, because the year you won the award, I believe, was the last year you actually had Banshee Manor in Fayetteville. Is that right?
It was, and I left my location on good terms. So I had been there for 8 seasons. We did a ticket split, which we kind of renegotiated each year. But they kind of got to the point where he was just kind of, from ever since 2020, pretty much, he was just kind of sitting back and just, you know, collecting the money. He was no longer helping to promote the haunt or anything like that, and we couldn't grow anymore. We couldn't get more days, we couldn't get more build time, we couldn't get more tear down time, we couldn't get more space. So basically we were like, this is it, this is as good as it's going to get at this location. And of course I had brought the wise man had basically joined me and become my business partner, and so we decided that it was time to find a new location. That was easier said than done. But like I said, we left the old location on good terms, thinking, oh, well, we can find, you know, we kind of calculated how much we had paid him, ticket split, you know, basically our quote rent for him. And we were like, oh, well, you know, we could probably find something bigger and better for that. Little did we know that real estate, commercial, especially in Northwest Arkansas, because we have the big guns. We have Walmart, we have Tyson's, we have several other national companies that are headquartered in Northwest Arkansas. And so commercial premium, you know, commercial real estate was at a premium. Then if we found someplace we could afford, then we had to go to the city and make sure that they were okay with it. And that was really actually the more frustrating part than the cost, because, you know, they had all of these ratios for parking. Like we found one spot that was three parking spaces too small. You know, they kind of lumped us in with a big event center, which we do have an event center now, but they were basically lumping the haunted attraction and everything else in this, and that they were looking at it as like, oh, well, you're going to have people that's going to be parking there for, you know, several hours for an event. And we know in the haunt industry, no, they should be in and out within an hour. Your turnover is different. So there was just so many regulations. One city wanted us to have just to put up a quote temporary wall still, we had to have a certified architectural drawing. Well, you can't get an architect to do anything for less than $25,000. I'm a haunt owner. I don't have that kind of money. So we finally, right before, so we literally, where we're at for the manor, which is our event center, was our 13th location
Ironic.
that we, kind of funny because I've always thought of 13 as being my lucky number. But right before we went to Transworld this year, I had seen this place, and what it kind of jumped out at me because it has a stone front, which kind of fits our host castle feel. And the wise man was like, no, that's too far out. Okay. But then when we were going to Transworld on the drive, he said, I think we're going to need to go further out and get out of the big cities. And so I was like, okay, what about this place in Decatur? And so we, of course you get kind of rejuvenated and repumped up and you get your enthusiasm and everything built back up when you're at Transworld. You're like, oh man, you really want to get back to this. So we were like, okay, well, let's drive by on our way home. So we drove by. I went and looked at it the next morning and signed the lease like later that week for the manor. Now we knew we couldn't do the haunt there because it doesn't have a sprinkler system, but we were like, at least we could start building our business to a year-round business, and hopefully it can eventually fund the haunt again.
Was there a time where you thought, okay, this will be our second year without a haunted attraction? We're just going to concentrate on the family entertainment side of the business, and really didn't play, or did it kind of fall into your lap that, yes, we may be able to get away with putting a haunted attraction here?
I knew we couldn't do a haunted attraction at the manor, but I was determined if we can't, we were going to continue looking for someplace for the haunt. And if it didn't happen, then we were still going to put on, if nothing else, some kick-ass Halloween parties. We were still do, maybe I was working on maybe doing kind of a theatrical dinner, haunted dinner theater type thing. So we were going to do something. It may not have been the full-blown haunt, but we were going to do something. Well, fortunately, because Decatur is such a small town, but within like 20 to 30 minutes of all of the big towns, big cities, we were like pretty confident, we still are, that people are going to drive to us. People don't even hesitate to drive an hour to a haunted attraction. So I knew we were good on that. But in talking with the chamber and different people, they were all like, we can find some place for you to do a haunted house. And the mayor himself actually put me in contact with the owner of the building that's behind the manor that has a warehouse attached to it. I called him and talked to him, kind of did a sales pitch of what I wanted to do. He loved it. It's something that really intrigued him that he always thought would be cool to have a haunted house. He's got in-laws who do a haunted maze in a different area of the country. So he was like, yeah, let's do this. So basically, I'm back into the same situation I was before, in that we're doing a ticket split, and the warehouse is sprinklered and everything else, and the city is all behind us, and really helping, is going to help promote us and stuff. So yeah, it just kind of worked out that we were, because we couldn't afford the rent on the manor and Banshee Manor, but by doing a ticket split, it's going to work out great. And we have a cap, so if we generate enough money for him this season, then basically he's going to count that as our rent, so we'll be year round, so we don't have to tear down in a month or a week or whatever, So we're really, really blessed and very grateful to the town of Decatur. has less than 2,000 population, but they have welcomed us with open arms, and we're really blessed and feel so excited and so rejuvenated to be getting back to haunting. I just can't tell you. I feel like me again, back to being a haunter.
Now it's July.
It is July.
How difficult is it going to be to get the haunt created for this season when you also have events going on at your family entertainment location?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to be tough as hell. But we do have the advantage in that we're not starting from scrap from the haunt. If we were starting from scratch, I wouldn't even attempt it for this year. But we already have the wall panels. We already have the infrastructure. We already have the website. We already have, costuming and props and everything. So, I mean, remember, we were used to putting up Banshee Manor in less than 3 weeks at the other location. So now the fact, because we should be in there by the end of the month. So we have August, September. So we have over 2 months to get it ready for opening weekend. So we're pretty confident that we can do it and put on a good show because we already have. We're not building new wall panels. We're not, starting from scratch, like I said. So we just got to get everything out of storage and just start getting it, everything put in place. And yeah, I think I'm also going to have to find a magic spell that allows me to slow down time so that I can get, work 20 hours a day instead of just, 12 or 13.
Wow. How different or how much larger is the new Banshee Manor going to be compared to the old one? If I went to Banshee Manor the last year you were at that Family Fun Center, how different is it going to be
It's
this year?
about 2.5 times bigger. So
Very nice.
We're super thrilled with that. The wise man is super thrilled. There is one area of the warehouse that we feel is a little bit too far away from the exits that we don't, even though it's sprinklered and everything, we feel like if something was to happen in that far back of a corner, I don't know that the fire marshal would feel comfortable with it. I don't know if we feel comfortable with it. So, erring on the side of caution, we're going to make that our workshop. And he said it's bigger than his house. He's just tickled pink to be getting this huge workspace that we can really build and create and stuff in. But I mean, we're doing some different things. We're kind of promoting it as a new location, new screams, and new experiences. We're making it very interactive. We're trying to create a new element in haunted attractions of being, instead of passive, we're making it more interactive where they can't just cover their eyes and run through it, or bury their head in, the back of their friend's hoodie. They've got to actually interact and do some things to be able to go through the haunt. So we're
That
hoping to,
sounds. Go ahead.
we're just hoping to bring in a new element to haunted attractions.
So, ironically, bringing a new element to a haunted attraction that's based on medieval times and all sorts of things. So, yeah, the irony is not lost on me there. That sounds fascinating. How many people do you have working on this? Are you hiring a build crew, or is it just the two of you, or select family members and friends?
We are retaining about 5 or 6 people from our old staff, which we had a very small staff at the other location. And I've mentioned on the show because of the time off and because of the change in location, we knew we were going to be losing several people. We're hoping, so we're keeping about 5 or 6 people. We're hoping to hire probably about 20 more. We're also going to be donating because, wanting to become part of the community. We're going to be donating $1 of each ticket sale to, will be divided up evenly between the Police Department Benevolent Fund and the Fire Department Equipment Fund. And so we're hoping we can get some of those big guys and ladies to come out and help some with the build and maybe act and stuff too. We're going to work with trying to get the local high school, which doesn't have a whole lot of community service opportunities in our area. And so if we can do like a build day with them and have that counted towards their community service, that should help out too. But yeah, we're going to be hiring probably about 20 or so people. That's going to include building and makeup, ticketing, merchandise, acting, the whole thing.
And luckily, the two properties you have are literally across the street from each other or behind
Yes.
each other, you said.
Yes.
So
Yes.
you can go in and do stuff at the manor and during the day and then just turn around, go out the back door and there's the haunt, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, in the manor, because a lot of the events are, I mean, we're not open every day. Everything is scheduled in advance, so I can kind of control that schedule of what's going on at the manor at the same time. So that helps with time management for the month of October.
Sure. I imagine the amount of events you have going on at the manor are going to be slightly reduced, just a little bit, in September and October.
Probably we are trying to start a regular routine of doing like karaoke on Tuesday nights and family game night on Thursday nights. And then the weekend stuff just fluctuates depending on bookings and different things. So yeah, October will probably be a little slower for the manor because we're focusing on Banshee Manor instead. But if we got to keep both going, we gotta get in the money. Whoever thinks that this is a quick get rich quick scheme, it is definitely not. I always ran Banshee Manor as like if I have enough money to pay all of my staff and maybe recoup a little bit of what I've spent throughout the year, basically make enough where I can play again the following year, I was happy. Because it's something I love. It's the passion, it's the enjoyment, it's the friends and relationships I've built, and stuff like that. I had the luxury of being able to do that because I didn't have a monthly bill, a monthly rent, a monthly utility. I have that now. So
Yeah,
it's
a
a
little bit
little bit
different.
it's a little bit different. We had a huge investment going into the manor, so it's going to take a while for that to pay off. So it's going to take a little bit, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
What would you say is the biggest issue being where you are? Is it the fact that it's a small town? Is it a fact that it's 20 minutes from everywhere, unfortunately, or not, you say people are willing to travel for haunts. That
Well,
I can absolutely attest to.
yeah.
What is, would you say, the biggest issue at this point?
Well, we've been open just a little bit over a month, and probably the biggest thing is just getting the word out that we exist. Marketing is so different nowadays. Radio and newspaper doesn't really do what it used to do. We fortunately are on the busiest intersection. Oh wait, it's the only intersection in Decatur. But we're in a good location. But yeah, just basically just getting the marketing going. Just got to get that momentum of letting people know that we're there. And Really, I think having the haunt is going to help the manor, and having the manor is going to help the haunt. I think in promoting one, we're also promoting the other. So I think that's very beneficial. We're still doing fairs, and conventions, local stuff to with our mobile escape room that we can use to also help promote, all of our other events. So the three, are keeping me pretty busy. But yeah, marketing, just getting the word out is probably still the biggest hurdle for us.
Word of mouth is probably the best way of communication, in my opinion. And hopefully that the word is getting out. Hopefully the local high schoolers, any local colleges, community colleges, universities, whatever, are starting to hear about this. And hey, Banshee Manor's back, but it's not in Fayetteville. It's in Decatur. Well, we're just gonna have to make a road trip
Well, but
and
the
check
great thing
out the
is,
new
yeah,
stuff.
we're still within a stone throw of a couple of the greatest haunts in the area. So, it's even easier for people to do like a whole evening where they just go from one haunt to the other to the other. And we're all good friends and we help cross promote and stuff. So that I feel very blessed in that too, and that we have a haunt owners community that really supports each other.
That is fantastic. I was going to ask you if there were other haunts in the area and what their reaction was to your return.
They're
So,
thrilled. They're thrilled
good.
for us. They were, I mean, the whole time they were just like, we're rooting for you. We know you're going to find one and we can't wait to see what you do with it. And so they are all almost as happy as I was to, to make that announcement that yeah, that the ink is dried on the paper, it's a done deal and we're going for it. So
And everybody here at the Big Scary Show is very, very happy that you have announced that the return of Banshee Manor is happening this year, as opposed
yes.
to we'll have to take another year off. When you announced that you had found a place for the manor, we're all thinking, yay, the haunt's back. But oh no, it's not the haunt, it's something completely different. So,
Right.
it kind of felt that, a small victory, but not the complete one. And now it sounds like you've got a complete thing going on. It's just keeping you so busy with the escape room, which I hope will be at the haunt this year,
Yes.
and all the, new getting the whole warehouse thing built for the upcoming season, plus running the regular manor. This is amazing. Plus you and your full-time job and the Wiseman's full-time job. Wow, when do you sleep? Good gracious.
I have the funny thing about me and the wise man. We've been together for this fall will be 5 years, and he has always been a very, very early morning person. I have always been not a morning person,
Funny how that works out.
but I have had since we've got the manor going, and I've had to do so many things. I've had to change my hours for my day job and stuff. I have become a morning person, and I am not happy about it. He thinks it's hilarious. He just laughs about it. I'm kind of like, why am I awake at 4:30? Why? But it's okay if it's something you have a passion for, and something you really want to do. It is worth all of the hard work. It really
Well,
is.
we are very, very excited about this, and we are wishing you nothing but success on this.
You.
We certainly want to give you a chance to plug everything. Tell us what's going on at the manor. You have a pretty big, busy calendar for the month of July. I assume that will continue into August and maybe even
Yes.
September. And then tell us a little bit about the return of Banshee Manor, when your tentative opening date is, how many days are you looking at running, when's your last day? And of course, all the websites for all of this for people to get more information. If you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, if you're in the Southeast Oklahoma area, if you're in the Southern Missouri area, come check out this place. The manor sounds like a lot of fun. If you like gaming, if you like karaoke, if you enjoy that kind of stuff. And of course, the return of Banshee Manor come September, October. Give us all the plugs and tell us what's going on and where we can get more information, websites, social medias, etc.
Okay, let's run this down. Okay, so the manor is an a medieval event center. located in Decatur, Arkansas, and you can get more information about what's going on there either via Facebook, the Manor of Northwest Arkansas, or go to our website, themanornwa.com. And we have everything scheduled from karaoke to family game nights to we're doing a vendor market day, we're doing open mic nights, we're doing D&D gatherings with one-shot unique stories that are written based on our Banshee Manor backstory. So there's all kinds of things going on there. Plus, we also do book for private events, weddings, parties, whatever. And then for Banshee
Movie
Manor
nights. Don't
and
forget
movie
movie
nights,
nights.
yes, we're doing Vincent Price's House on Haunted Hill on July 18th. But we for Banshee Manor, we are doing our first hiring event is going to be July 20th at 2 o'clock at the Manor. And we're hoping to get a lot of great new members to our Scream team there. The Manor is just, or excuse me, at Banshee Manor, go to BansheeManor.com. And that is also our Facebook. And we are going to be opening the second weekend. So we're going to be open October 10th, Fridays and Saturdays through November 1st. We are going to have a scare-free night for the little ones on October 30th. And I think that's it. Did I get everything?
I don't know. I mean, I know you have a Facebook page. I'm assuming you'll have an Instagram and one of whatever a TikTok is pretty
We
soon
do. We
where
have for
you can
both.
okay. And I assume you're putting build pictures up or will be so people can keep track of your progress.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So Ed, my gargoyle, for you that listen to the show, I have a distortions gargoyle that is named Ed in honor of
Wow.
Ed. And so we're going to be doing a nice little photo shoot of him moving to the manor.
Oh,
And
fun.
exploring his new home. So I hope you guys kind of watch for that. I think it'll be funny.
Well, once again, we wish you nothing but success with your new ventures here. Once
Thank you.
again, The Manor NWA in Decatur, Arkansas, 20 minutes from basically everywhere in
Yes.
Northwest Arkansas. And of course, Banshee Manor.com. Go check those out. Jonna Summers, aka the Old Crone, will be waiting to talk to you next week on the Big Scary Show's Roundtable of Terror. Plus, we love your Ask the Old Crone segments. If you do have a question for the Old Crone, you can email her stream@BansheeManor.com. So once again, folks, check all those out. Help build a small business. Let's turn it into a large business. And maybe you'll get the award for medium-sized haunt or large haunt from Transworld
Ooh.
at some point in the future. That's a that hitting that trifecta, I think, would be just amazing since you already
That'd be
have the
nice.
Small Haunt Owner Award there. But once again, thank you, Jonna, for being on the show here. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Roundtable of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.